Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Ayer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting 7th. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Steinbach settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Steinbach. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. one out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lawton scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hocking moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. Hocking moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abbott, who is chasing the ball. Coomer reaches third base with a triple. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Air fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hocking hits a line drive beyond short. Caruso can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawton scores. Hocking moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hocking scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Cordero moves to third. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordero tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lawton. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Lawton steals second. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Hocking hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Milton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snopek moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Snopek scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 7-3, Twins. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, Twins. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Greg Swindell now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Twins, 7. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gates is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up beyond third. Ventura can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gates moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Gates moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Coomer strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek strikes out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton pinch runs for Charlie O'Brien. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Kreider now catching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Todd Walker pinch hits for Denny Hocking. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Walker reaches second base with a double. Lawton goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.